local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Cold front came through yesterday, and a lot cooler temps to deal with this morning. We'll get more from Dr. Bill and your forecast coming up right after Kane and traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions so far. Mobile Police Department, state troopers are saying clear. No problems as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, absolutely perfect on the way in this morning. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
All right, 608 to FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And of course, you, big part of the show at 343-0106. Got to tell you quickly here before we go to headlines, I am jealous looking through the pictures on the text line from yesterday's Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast show with Bill Finch. Y'all's tomatoes are way ahead of mine, and your gardens are looking great. It's pretty cool. You go back and look through those pictures. You can also go to our website and go to fmtalk1065.com and then click, what, the Sports and Outdoors tab?
Yeah, click the Sports and Outdoors tab and scroll down, and you'll see Bill Finch's beautiful gardening picture of him in front of a garden, I suppose. And we've got both hours from the Sunday show loaded there, and you can listen at your own leisure.
That's right. And you go click, there's the gallery of pictures. You can go through and look. We have them on the text line, but we also post them online. So if you go to Bill's page on our website, fmtalk1065.com, you can see all the different pictures of tomato plants and Marlaton and people's gardens all set up, what they're harvesting, what they're planting. If you're like me and like that kind of stuff, it's pretty darn cool. Check it out on a Monday morning. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An early morning crash in South Baldwin County claims the lives of two people and injures three. This happened Saturday morning, according to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. 57-year-old Steve Leonard of Atmore and Michael Leonard, 54 years of age, of Century, Florida, were traveling southbound on Baldwin 87 just after 8 a.m. when Leonard's pickup truck collided with another pickup truck, that driver being identified as 37-year-old Blaine Gregg of Alberta. Steve Leonard was transported to a hospital here in Mobile. That's where he died as a result of his injuries. Meantime, Michael Leonard, his passenger, he was pronounced dead at the scene. Neither were wearing a seatbelt. According to Aaliyah, there was a child inside each of those vehicles, but they did survive, and they were transported to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola with non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation continues at this hour. Mobile police need your help this morning to catch a number of brazen thieves after a local pawn shop is targeted. At least 8 people were inside of a vehicle when it slammed into the Trooper Pawn and Gun Shop on Schillinger Road around 5 a.m. Sunday. After the SUV smashed into the building, multiple people jumped out of that vehicle, headed straight into the store, and swiped a number of items. Now, the store does have surveillance video. They have posted that video on their Facebook page, and they say they believe it was an Audi SUV which slammed into their business. Again, that video was posted on Facebook. They're asking for your help, and the Mobile Police Department. They are also asking if you have any information to step forward and give them a call. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it. And this is kind of what we think it's going to be. And really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah. And it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah. It's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to, and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something that we can price off of. But what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right. If you want to see what your landscape could look like, how do you get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A video that appears to show a man beating a horse has sparked outrage on social media. Authorities in Conecuh County confirmed to News 5 that the video is under investigation. It appears to show a man whipping a horse, which has one of its legs tied. We're told the video was shared on the social media site Snapchat, but it is now evidence in the investigation.
The man in the video is not in possession of the horse at this time. The horse is with its owner.
Police say the man in the video knows the owner of the horse, but investigators will not say how they know each other. A Mobile police officer was arrested on a domestic violence charge. He could be back in court this week. The department confirms Jerry Birch is an officer in the department. He's now on administrative leave. Jail records show Birch was booked at 3:40 Saturday morning and released early Sunday morning, just after midnight on bond. Crews continue to battle a raging wildfire in Bay County, Florida. We're told the fire has burned nearly 500 acres. It's about 30% contained. Helicopters have been brought in to fight that fire. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
The
Auburn Tigers headed to the Final Four. It's the end of the road for Duke, Kentucky, Gonzaga, and Purdue. And Denny Hamlin and Kevin Kisner both get wins in Texas. 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
For the first time,
well, it started in the Sweet 16 on Friday when the Tigers kept the hot streak rolling with a 97-80 rout of number one seed North Carolina. It was a neck-and-neck game through the first half, with Javon McCormick making a last-second layup to give Auburn the lead going into halftime. And whatever Bruce Pearl said to the team at the half worked, because the fifth-seeded Tigers went on an 8-point run to start the second half and would go on to outscore the Tar Heels 56-41 in the final 20 minutes of play. Auburn hit an outstanding 17 of 37 three-point attempts in the game, blocked six shots, and stole eight to get it done on both sides of the floor. Chuma Okeke led the Tigers with 20 points, 11 rebounds, two steals, and a block, but unfortunately went down late in the game when his left leg appeared to give way underneath him. It was later determined that Okeke has a torn ACL and will miss the rest of the postseason. So with heavy hearts for their teammate, Auburn was on to the Elite Eight to face number two seed Kentucky for the third time this season. The Wildcats had already beaten Auburn twice, but Auburn had different plans this time around with a 77-71 overtime victory, earning a ticket to the Final Four in Minneapolis. The Tigers had trouble hitting shots early and found themselves down 11 points midway through the first half, but veteran guards Bryce Brown and Jared Harper clawed them to within 5 points by halftime. To begin the second half, Auburn went on a 10-2 run to take a three-point lead.
And we are tied at 37. Brown steps in, turns around. Oh! Bryce Brown is smoking hot!
From there, it was neck and neck again until Auburn's Horace Spencer missed a game-winning three-pointer, and the teams went to overtime. In overtime, Auburn's diminutive point guard, Harper, took over, scoring 12 of Auburn's 17 points, more than Kentucky's 11 total overtime points as a team.
Harper, the blow by.
He stuck it going to his right, looking for a big guy.
Next thing you know, Bruce Pearl's squad was cutting down the nets in Kansas City, and the head coach spoke after the game.
At Auburn, in athletics, we're not Cinderellas in anything. We're really, really good. In all those other sports, we win championships. Been a long time since men's basketball's been good. That's what makes this so special for us.
Harper was named the MVP of the Midwest Regionals. In the four games, he averaged 17.5 points per game and 6.5 assists. And here's Auburn great and the team's biggest fan, Charles Barkley, speaking after the game.
The greatest day in Auburn basketball history. Today was the greatest day in Auburn basketball history.
Now the Tigers will have to try to have another greatest day in Auburn basketball history when they head to Minneapolis this weekend to take on the last remaining number one seed, Virginia. The Cavaliers held on to defeat Purdue in overtime on Saturday, 80-75. It's the first time that the Cavs are in the Final Four since 1984. AU and Virginia are scheduled to be the first game Saturday night, with tip-off set for 5:09 p.m. The opening lines have Auburn as a 5-point underdog, so Auburn has Virginia right where they want them,
oh,
according to the last two games.
And listen, then Harper, that kid, unbelievable.
He is
bad.
Unreal. He gets it done when they need it to, and that's the good thing about having some upperclassmen there,
yes,
on the floor with you.
Yes.
Rounding out the other games from the weekend, number three seed Texas Tech upset number one seed Gonzaga 75-69 to win the Final Four bid in the West Regional. Like Auburn, this is the first time in program history that the Red Raiders are in the Final Four. They'll face the East Region winner, number two seed Michigan State, after the Spartans upset number one seed Duke 68-67 last night. Michigan State and Texas Tech will play following the Auburn game on Saturday night. The Spartans opened as 3-point favorites. Some other results from the weekend in NASCAR. Denny Hamlin overcame two pit road penalties to win the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 in Texas. It's Hamlin's second win of the season and his fourth top five finish. And in golf, Kevin Kisner won the WGC Dell Match Play Championship in Austin, Texas. It was redemption for Kisner, who lost to Bubba Watson in the match play final last year. This week, the PGA heads to Valero for the Valero Texas Open. It's the final tournament before next week's Masters in Augusta, Georgia. 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-40s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant Bill Finch will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No problems for the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. So far, Moffitt, Dolphin Airport, 65, pretty quiet, and no delays coming in for the Eastern Shore. But whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888 and see them at PitsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Reminder two, the final four, the first round of the first game, the final four game for Auburn. That is Saturday.
5:09 tip-off.
All right, 5:09. When you said that, I winced because of the arbitrary time, but 5:09, and we'll be covering here at FM Talk.
And there's only two games on Saturday. They still have to start one at 5:09, and the second, well, I think it's like 7:39.
How about this? How about 5 and 7:30?
It's too easy.
No, it's too easy. All right, 6:24, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you need a new license, a tag, or maybe you just have a question for the DMV, you're in luck as another day has been added to the week for you to handle your business. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says that offices here in Mobile, Birmingham, and Opelika will now open on Saturdays beginning this Saturday, April the 6th. They say the move was made to accommodate people who have difficulty leaving school or work during the standard work week, so the offices on Saturday will be available for first driver license issuances, out-of-state transfers, and driving tests. ALEA is also expanding hours at field offices in 21 Alabama counties. And if this all goes well, then more locations could see Saturday hours as well. Speaking of new, a new area code coming our way that will be dialed up this month. Beginning this month, portions of western central Alabama, including Jefferson County, will be covered by an overlay area code 659. The overlay will be used in addition to the current 205 area code. So the overlay does not require customers to change their existing area code, but it will change how you reach the other party. You'll now need to dial the area code plus the telephone number. The entire process will happen over the next few months. By October, callers must dial the area code with the 7-digit phone numbers in order to make that call complete. Those who do not will then hear a recorded message instructing them to hang up the phone and dial again, but this time with the area code. The 205 area code generally covers the western central portion of the state, which includes communities like Clanton and Hamilton, Jasper, Tuscaloosa, and Birmingham. The new 659 area code will serve the same region. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. But it just seems wrong to me. We gain an area code, but possibly lose a congressional district.
That's messed up.
Yeah, something is not lined up there. 626 FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way with our forecast. A cold front came through in a big way yesterday, dropping temperatures and cooling us off. We'll be talking about that for a couple days this week. Right now, sitting at 46 at our studios. Expected high today in the 50s.
And it's April now,
right? It's April now. And expected high in the 50s. Now, we were much warmer than this back in January, and we're cooling down now. All right, we'll get Dr. Bill to walk us through that coming up in just a little bit. Also, in national news, what do you think? Joe Biden getting a little bit of traction, and then here comes the allegation. Mm-hmm. We've heard this stuff about Biden before, but this seems like nothing new that he was kind of hands-on and with this woman in Nevada and kissed her on the head. And we'll get into the story here, but remember, Biden had... There were many attacks against Biden when he was possibly running against Barack Obama. Remember, and then when he became a running mate, then all of a sudden he was this great guy.
Yeah, Uncle Joe.
Yeah, Uncle Joe. So it's very interesting. Also in national news or international news, State Department ended funding to 3 Central American countries that President Trump says are not helping stem the flow of immigrants heading north, which, by the way, I guess the biggest caravan yet, they've said, is heading towards our southern border. We'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. 627, we'll check in with News 5 next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Panama City Housing Authority says it plans to tear down and rebuild 2 of its communities destroyed by Hurricane Michael. Those are the Masalina and Fletcher Black communities. However, some residents are still living in them today. Both communities house a total of 200 families. Officials say the homes will be torn down in the next 3 to 6 months. People in Spanish Fort will have a chance to learn more about a proposal to raise property taxes. The city's proposing a 3-mil property tax increase to help Spanish Fort schools. It's a topic that has divided the community. If the city moves forward, voters will have the final say. That public meeting is tonight at 6 at the Spanish Fort Community Center. Auburn has made history. The Tigers are headed to the Final Four. They knocked off Kentucky Sunday 77-71. Auburn's run to Minneapolis includes 3 straight wins over the Blue Blood basketball programs of Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
It's kind of unreal. It's very surreal.
Coach Bruce Pearl, they'll face Virginia, the number 1 seed in the South, Saturday at 5 o'clock. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for determine a fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 1065 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 1065 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Not all heroes wear capes, but all heroes care. If you care about people affected by mental illness, save the date, April 6th, for the NAMI Walk. Start talking to your family, neighbors, co-workers, and businesses you frequent, and ask them to join or form a team for the annual walk. To form a team, call Connie Ewing at 251-709-3044 or visit namimobile.org. April 6th, 8 to 11 a.m. Bicentennial Pavilion at Medal of Honor Park on Knollwood Road.
U.S. Customs and Border officials at the southern border say they are overwhelmed with asylum seekers from Central America, 100,000 reaching the border just in the past month. And as President Trump threatens to shut down the entire border this week, Natasha Chen reports from the border in Texas that the burden of caring for some of the refugees is falling on towns like Brownsville.
The city manager tells us city tax dollars and nonprofit dollars are helping to provide cell phones for migrants to contact their families and to buy bus tickets to get them to their next destination.
Police in Los Angeles are searching this morning for whoever shot and killed Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle yesterday, canvassing the neighborhood where he was killed for potential witnesses or surveillance video. Hussle was 33. Delta Airlines tweets it is currently experiencing a system-wide outage and is, quote, working diligently to get it back up and running. Wall Street stock futures back up and running this morning. The NASDAQ up 70. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Disney's Dumbo isn't exactly taking flight at the North American box office the way its other live-action remakes of animated classics have. The Tim Burton-directed film earned $45 million against a $170 million production budget. It's less than half of what Beauty and the Beast, The Jungle Book, and Burton's own Alice in Wonderland opened to. The remake of the 1941 animated film got mixed to negative reviews from critics and currently has a 53% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. But audiences who saw it gave it an A-. British lawmakers rejected the government's Brexit deal for a third time Friday, leaving the UK facing the stark prospect of a chaotic departure from the European Union in less than 2 weeks. It's either that or a long delay to the country's exit from the EU. The alternatives are dwindling. Crude oil up 47 cents at $60.61 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the opening bell. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, we were just talking during the news break. So go into a little cabin on the Tom Bigbee River and an off-grid cabin on the Tom Bigbee. And I went in there. I actually even ran the air conditioner from the generator for a little bit when I got there. And then I cut it off, went to bed, and it was kind of stuffy and all that. And then sometime early Sunday morning, I hear stuff sort of blowing over on the front porch of the river cabin. I stepped outside, and it was like an Arctic blast had showed up. What happened?
Well, on Friday, we're talking about it turning cooler with a front coming through early on Sunday, and that's exactly what happened. And with some gusty winds, the front came through. Very little in the way of rainfall, but temperatures really fell. The official high yesterday was 66, but that occurred just after midnight. And during the afternoon, it was only in the low 50s. And, of course, with a gusty wind, it felt a lot cooler than that. And we're going to gradually see a warming trend beginning today. We should get into the upper 60s during the afternoon. Should have plenty of sunshine. Now, tonight, a upper air disturbance will rapidly move across our area, and it could produce a few showers, especially in the evening. And so look for mostly cloudy skies tonight, a chance of a few showers during the evening, and cooling down into the 40s, around 45 degrees at daybreak. And then tomorrow, it's back to another sunny day and a little warmer, about 72 for tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny and again, about 72 to 73 degrees. After that, we're going to contend with some rain in the forecast. On Thursday, cold front will be moving into Mississippi on Thursday. We'll see a southerly wind and more humidity coming in. So we've got some shower activity for Thursday, especially in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. And then on Friday, we're going to see mostly cloudy skies with a few showers. The front coming through in the morning, and it's not really going to produce cooler temperatures. It's just going to produce some slightly drier air, but we'll see 78 degrees for Friday. Then over the weekend, 80 degrees for Saturday and Sunday with a chance of showers during the afternoon hours. So we're going to warm up and get back to temperatures that we should expect this time of the year.
Now, with the rain for Thursday, Friday, severe weather associated with that, or what are you thinking?
There's a possibility Thursday night and into early Friday that we could see a few strong thunderstorms as the front comes in. And then after that, a few showers during the rest of the day, but still on the mild side, temperatures at least into the mid, possibly into the upper 70s. And so, there is a chance that we could see some strong thunderstorms Thursday night.
I was thinking about for central and northern Alabama, too. When do we see? I know there are always exceptions, but when do we seem to trend out of the tornado risk? Is it this time of year, or when do we start putting that in the rear view?
Well, it's not till really the summertime, although it's the spring is tornado season out in the Midwest and the Great Plains. We can still see some tornado activity across the South. So summer, we just get into the afternoon thunderstorms, and we're out of any kind of jet stream influence in the summer, and even in the early fall. But in the late fall, then we see the possibility of tornadoes in this area as the fronts come through.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist with our exclusive forecast, Dr. Bill Williams, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Kelly Finley with headlines. That's on the way. Plus, we'll check traffic in just a second with Kane. And love to hear from you, too, at 343-0106. And by the way, somebody asking what some of those cows on the Twitter feed are, there's some mixes, there's some pure rake straw, which is funny to say because it's almost like saying pure mutt, but rake straw or piney wood cattle. Some of those are piney wood cattle, some of those are piney wood cattle crosses that are in there. And then there are those horses, truly, when you've heard stories in the past, when horses, they say, well, that horse is kind of washed out. It went to a farm to live out the rest of its life. And everybody always thought that was a euphemism for being put down.
Right.
Those are all retired cutting horses. Those are rodeo horses that don't get ridden anymore in that picture. Because I got some questions. What's the mix of critters on my Twitter feed? I just posted up a picture of my audience from over the weekend.
Those horses, they like to let loose every now and then?
Those horses are like, I said it before, two of them out of there, one of them is a jerk, but the other two are like dogs. I mean, if I have been under a tractor in a field working, and here, and look up, and the horse has got its nose under the tractor. They're like, they followed me around.
Yeah, so they just want a pet?
Yeah, they do want a pet, and they want to see if there's peppermints or sugar cubes or anything on my person. I tell them no. I show them my hands like I'm at a casino, like nothing in my hands. Yeah. I'm working. Leave me alone. So that's a little rundown of what's in that picture over at my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. All right, we'll check traffic with Kane next.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on scene of an accident at McFarland Road near Causey Middle School. It's going to be without injuries. Also, State Street and North Broad without injuries. As the Bayway and the Causeway still look good, no problems northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. It's a good ride in this morning. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by CSpire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new CSpire Business. Industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. 642, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man killed in an early morning car crash over the weekend in Mobile has been identified. 24-year-old Devin Carroll from Daphne lost his life after his vehicle went off the road and hit a concrete barrier. He was then ejected from his vehicle, and that's where he died at the scene. The accident happened on the I-65 and I-10 portion of the interstate here in Mobile. The investigation continues at this hour as to what may have triggered the deadly chain of events. Do you remember when Dick's Sporting Goods made the decision to stop selling assault-style rifles? Well, the company's lost more than $150 million in revenue, yet their CEO says it was all worth it. CEO Ed Stack says, quote, "The system does not work. It's important that when you know that there's something that's not working and it's to the detriment of the public, you have to stand up." According to Bloomberg News, the move impacted about 1.7% of the company's annual revenue. And the move was prompted after a 19-year-old gunman purchased a shotgun legally at Dick's in 2017, though the gun was not the weapon used in the massacre at Parkland High School in Florida. Last year, Dick's announced in February that they would no longer sell the high-powered rifles or sell guns to anyone under the age of 21. You also may recall earlier this year, the sporting goods store pulled hunting items from 10 of their stores as a test and replaced them with items geared toward athletes and sports teams like baseball teams and soccer teams, all due to declining football-related sales. The company also did away with their electronic division of the store. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop, too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A video that appears to show a man beating a horse has sparked outrage on social media. Authorities in Conecuh County confirmed to News 5 that the video is under investigation. It appears to show a man whipping a horse, which has one of its legs tied. We're told the video was shared on the social media site Snapchat, but it is now evidence in the investigation.
The man in the video is not in possession of the horse at this time. The horse is with its owner.
Police say the man in the video knows the owner of the horse, but investigators will not say how they know each other. A Mobile police officer was arrested on a domestic violence charge. He could be back in court this week. The department confirms Jerry Birch is an officer in the department. He's now on administrative leave. Jail records show Birch was booked at 3:40 Saturday morning and released early Sunday morning, just after midnight on bond. Crews continue to battle a raging wildfire in Bay County, Florida. We're told the fire has burned nearly 500 acres. It's about 30% contained. Helicopters have been brought in to fight that fire. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
The Auburn Tigers headed to the Final Four. It's the end of the road for Duke, Kentucky, Gonzaga, and Purdue. And Denny Hamlin and Kevin Kisner both get wins in Texas, albeit in different sports. 648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
For the first time,
let's run through Auburn's magical weekend and how they got to that point. It started in the Sweet 16 on Friday when the Tigers kept the hot streak rolling with a 97-80 rout of number one seed North Carolina. It was neck and neck through the first half with Javon McCormick making a last-second layup to give Auburn the lead going into halftime. And whatever Bruce Pearl said to the team at the half worked because the fifth-seeded Tigers went on an 8-point run to start the second half and would go on to outscore the Tar Heels 56-41 in the final 20 minutes of play. Auburn hit an outstanding 17 three-pointers on the night. They blocked 6 shots and stole 8 to get it done on both sides of the floor. Chuma Okeke led the Tigers with 20 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block, but unfortunately went down late in the game when his left leg appeared to give way underneath him. It was later determined that Okeke has a torn ACL and will miss the rest of the postseason. So with heavy hearts for their teammates, Auburn was on to the Elite Eight to face number 2 seed Kentucky for the third time this season. The Wildcats had already beaten Auburn twice, but Auburn had different plans this time around with a 77-71 overtime victory, earning a ticket to the Final Four in Minneapolis. The Tigers had trouble hitting shots early and found themselves down 11 points midway through the first half, but veteran guards Bryce Brown and Jared Harper clawed them to within 5 points by halftime. To begin the second half, Auburn went on a 10-2 run to take a three-point lead.
And we are tied at 37. The Brown steps in, turns around. Oh! Bryce Brown is smoking hot!
From there, it was neck and neck until Auburn's Horace Spencer missed a game-winning three-pointer, and the teams went into overtime. In OT, Auburn's diminutive point guard, Harper, took over, scoring 12 of Auburn's 17 points, more than Kentucky's 11 overtime points total as a team.
Harper, the blow by, sticks it! Jared Harper, the drive and deuce.
He stuck it going to his right, looking for a big guy.
Next thing you know, Bruce Pearl's squad was cutting down the nets in Kansas City.
In athletics, we're not Cinderella's in anything. We're really, really good. In all those other sports, we win championships. Been a long time since men's basketball's been good. That's what makes this so special for us.
Harper was named the most outstanding player of the Midwest Regionals. In the four games, he averaged 17.5 points per game and 6.5 assists. And here's Auburn great and the team's biggest fan, Charles Barkley, after the game.
The greatest day in Auburn basketball history. Today was the greatest day in Auburn basketball history.
Now the Tigers will head to Minneapolis this weekend to take on the last remaining number one seed, Virginia. The Cavaliers held on to defeat Purdue in overtime on Saturday, 80-75. It's the first time the Cavs are in the Final Four since 1984. AU and Virginia are scheduled to be the first game Saturday night with tip-off set for 5:09 p.m. The opening lines have Auburn as a 5-point underdog, so basically Auburn has Virginia right where they want them.
How you can't not like Harper? I mean, I'm like, this kid is watching him last night. I'm like, I like this person.
Yeah, he's got a stoic face basically the entire game, and he is so fast. It's unbelievable.
He's like, he's shooting free throws like he's like there, like he's in the gym by himself.
It's so tough. Know? Did you see some of the slams he was taking?
Yep.
Those big guys were knocking him down. 5'11".
And he gets right back up.
And he takes over the game.
Love it.
Outstanding stuff. Rounding out the other games from the weekend, number 3 seed Texas Tech upset number 1 seed Gonzaga 75-69 to win the Final Four bid in the West Regional. Like Auburn, this is the first time in program history that the Red Raiders are in the Final Four. They'll face the East Region winner, number 2 seed Michigan State, after the Spartans upset number 1 seed Duke 68-67 last night.
Up ahead, Lanson. No one near him. And he's going to come out with it. And Michigan State is headed to Minneapolis.
Michigan State and Texas Tech will play following the Auburn game on Saturday night. The Spartans opened as 3-point favorites. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin overcame 2 pit road penalties to win the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 in Texas. It's Hamlin's second win of the season and his 4th top 5 finish. And in golf, Kevin Kisner won the WGC Dell Match Play Championship in Austin, Texas. It was redemption for Kisner, who lost to Bubba Watson in the match play final last year. This week, the PGA heads to Valero for the Valero Texas Open. It's the final tournament before next week's Masters in Augusta, Georgia. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, still working an accident now off of Broad and State Street. Also one without injuries at McFarland Road near Causey Middle School. School bus is already traveling again this morning. It's been a good start so far. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street's got a great deal this summer. You can get a free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-40s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. Flutters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So,
one incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
655 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Don't look now, but a bit of a business boom is happening in the city of Saraland as a new medical office building is coming their way soon. That building will join the recently opened Cracker Barrel, a Hampton Inn and Suites, a Publix anchored shopping center, and an Infirmary Health Medical Plaza. And also coming down the pike, and it's under construction right now, a freestanding emergency department adjacent to the existing facility. So according to census information released last year, Saraland is among the state's fastest growing cities. Between 2010 and 2017, the city saw an estimated gain of more than 1,100 people in population, which is an increase of 8.74%, reaching their estimated total population of 14,576 people. Now, compare that to 1 year prior, that's when the estimated growth was only 3.9%. So back to the new addition. This will be a $17 million project, a 55,000 square foot Class A medical office building. Alabama Orthopedic Clinic and Saraland Physical Therapy will be anchor tenants for the project. Construction is set to start this summer and take 1 year to complete. Bragging rights this morning for the Riverview Renaissance Plaza Hotel in Mobile, picked as the 2018 Marriott Franchise Hotel of the Year among Marriott's distinctive premium hotels in North America. So that means that this ranking means that they were highest among several Marriott brands who include Autograph, Renaissance, and Westin. Marriott International says its Riverview Renaissance Plaza Hotel in the Port City has won the top internal honor among their North American properties, and these honors are based on a review of guest satisfaction surveys, employee opinions, financial records, market share, event satisfaction, and overall property performance. Congratulations to all who work at the Riverview Renaissance Plaza Hotel in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 658 FM Talk 106.5. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. It is April as well. I mean, we've got college championship games with the Final Four. NHL playoffs, what, starting?
Starting about 1.5, 2 weeks.
All right, so we got that going on. Masters come up April 11th, you mentioned. NBA playoffs. And big one. And, of course, the big thing, Game of Thrones, finally back.
April 14th, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Just saying. All right. Coming right back, we'll check in with News 5 and Dr. Bill, and then back to you.